Success doesn't chase people who wait, it follows those who lead themselves first. Think about that. Every goal you want, every dream you're chasing, it doesn't begin with luck, talent, or the perfect moment. It begins with you, how you think, how you act, how you show up when no one's watching. The truth is, most people want a better life, but very few take the lead in their own life. They wait, they wish, they blame. But here's the mindset shift. You are the driver, not the passenger. This audiobook isn't about hype. It's not about shortcuts or empty motivation. It's a step-by-step journey that shows you how to take real control of your actions, your discipline, your focus, and your progress. If you're tired of feeling stuck or behind, this will help you reset your direction. Because once you lead yourself with clarity and consistency, success doesn't just show up. It starts to follow you, every step of the way. Let's begin. Chapter 1. Claim your decisions to shape your direction. You know, when a person decides to take control of their direction, something meaningful starts to happen in their life. A real shift begins inside them. They stop waiting for the world to guide them and begin guiding themselves. They stop handing their future to chance and start taking ownership of every choice that shapes their day. People talk about success as if it arrives without warning or as if it depends on something outside themselves. But a person's success grows from the choices they make and the choices they refuse to make. It grows from the courage to claim their decisions instead of drifting through life, wondering why things don't change. Many individuals want progress, yet they avoid taking ownership of their direction. They hope things will improve someday. They wait for better timing, better circumstances, or better motivation. But progress begins the moment a person decides that they will no longer hand their power to delays or hesitation. Progress begins when they say, "I will choose my direction today, not next week, not when life smooths out. Today, because every day carries the weight of a decision. Every day asks, who is in charge of your life? And the answer is always formed by the choices a person makes. People often underestimate the impact of their daily decisions. Simple decisions shape their energy, their relationships, their habits, their hopes, their future. A person can look at their life today and discover a clear pattern formed by decisions from the past, and the direction they want tomorrow depends on the choices they make now. This is not pressure, this is freedom. Once a person understands this, they start to rise above excuses. They stop waiting for clarity and begin creating clarity. They stop waiting for direction and begin giving themselves direction. When a person claims their decisions, they reclaim their control. They take back the steering power of their life. They are no longer driven by someone else's approval or their old habits or their fears. They start choosing actions that match their highest values instead of actions that only match their emotions in the moment. It takes strength to do that. It takes discipline to do that. But it is worth it because direction does not come from emotion. Direction comes from choice. Many people say they want to feel stronger, more focused, or more confident. But a person gains confidence the moment they choose their direction with intention. Confidence grows from saying, "This is the decision I am making because it aligns with the life I want." When a person chooses like that, they stop feeling lost. They stop feeling powerless. They stop feeling confused about why things are not changing. Decision is the first form of leadership, and leadership begins with the self. When someone takes ownership of their direction, they begin to feel a new sense of responsibility. Not the heavy kind that drains a person, but the empowering kind that wakes them up in the morning with clarity. A direction gives a person energy. A direction gives a person purpose. A direction gives a person a reason to stay consistent, even on days when motivation feels low. Because now, they are not following feelings, they are following decisions. Life becomes clearer when a person chooses their path. They no longer feel pulled between distraction and desire. They stop watching others move forward while they stay in the same place. They no longer base their decisions on fear or worry. They begin saying yes to choices that build them and no to choices that weaken them. They choose actions that support their growth, even when those actions require effort. They choose conversations that support their peace, even when those conversations require honesty. They choose habits that lift them higher, even when those habits require discipline. This is self-leadership. This is direction. A person does not need perfect knowledge to choose their direction. They only need honesty. Honest reflection is one of the strongest tools a person can use. When a person sits quietly and asks themselves, "What direction am I choosing today?" they gain more wisdom than any distraction can ever give them, and when they answer that question with strength, they position themselves for real improvement. Honesty removes confusion. Honesty removes denial. Honesty shows a person exactly where they are standing and where they want to go. Once a person knows their direction, they must protect it. Distractions will appear. Familiar habits will try to pull them back. People around them might question their changes. But the person who protects their direction becomes stronger each day. They become the kind of person who doesn't just talk about progress, but lives it. They feel proud of the choices they make. They feel connected to their purpose. They feel grounded in their path. Claiming decisions is not an overnight achievement. It is a daily commitment. A person builds leadership one decision at a time. Every morning gives them another chance to take charge. Every evening gives them another chance to evaluate their progress. Every moment gives them another chance to choose what supports their growth. A person becomes powerful not because life becomes easier, but because they become more intentional with their choices. They stop being reactive and start being proactive. They stop drifting and start directing. They stop giving excuses and start giving effort. A person must understand something important. Direction is not given to them by others. No friend, mentor, or teacher can choose for them. People can offer support, guidance, or encouragement, but the final decision always belongs to the individual. That decision creates accountability. That decision builds character. That decision shapes the future. And the person who learns to choose for themselves gains a level of independence that strengthens every part of their life. Claiming decisions also changes how a person handles mistakes. Instead of hiding from mistakes, they learn from them. Instead of feeling ashamed of a wrong turn, they adjust their path. They know a decision is not final unless they refuse to change it. This mindset gives a person freedom to grow without fear. They stop judging themselves for being imperfect and start working on becoming better. Every improvement begins with one honest decision. Every breakthrough begins with one moment of courage. When a person finally embraces this idea, something inside them becomes steady. They feel a new certainty in their voice. They feel grounded in their purpose. They feel connected to their growth. They stop needing constant reassurance from others. They begin trusting themselves more. Their decisions become clear, strong, and aligned with who they want to become. A person who leads themselves with strong decisions becomes someone others trust and respect. Their consistency inspires people. Their clarity influences people. Their discipline encourages people, not because they try to impress anyone, but because they live with direction. Their life begins to feel meaningful. Their days begin to feel productive. Their progress becomes visible. And soon, they notice something powerful. Success starts to follow them, not by chance, not by luck, but because they chose to lead themselves first. This is the foundation. Claim your decisions. Shape your direction. Lead your life, and success will follow. Chapter 2. Improve your mornings to strengthen your discipline. A person's morning sets the tone for their entire day. When someone chooses to improve the first hour after waking up, they begin to build a level of discipline that supports every area of their life. Too many people start their morning in a rush. They wake up late, hurry through small tasks, and step into the day already drained. They wonder why they feel behind even before the day begins. But the truth is simple. The morning is the foundation of personal discipline. When you care for the first steps of your day, you strengthen your ability to make strong choices later. There is something powerful about waking up with intention, not forcing yourself into pressure or stress, but building a clear and steady start. When a person chooses to take control of their morning, they gain something more valuable than extra time. They gain direction, they gain structure, they gain stability. A good morning builds a strong mind, and a strong mind supports disciplined actions throughout the day. A person does not need a complicated morning routine. They only need a consistent one. Consistency is what trains discipline. When you do something each morning, even when you do not feel like it, you build the skill of following through. This skill carries into your work, your goals, your health, your relationships, and your self-respect. You begin to trust yourself because you know you will follow through with what matters. A helpful morning practice starts with waking up at a time that gives you space. Not too early that it feels harsh, and not so late that it creates pressure. Just enough time to breathe, think, and begin your day with intention. When you rise with enough time to meet the day on your terms, you feel calm and focused. You feel prepared. You feel in control. Discipline begins with simple control over your morning. Another strong step is taking a few minutes to collect your thoughts. Many people wake up and immediately reach for distractions. They give their attention away before they even take their first breath of fresh morning air. But a person who sits quietly for a moment and recognizes how they feel gains clarity. This does not need to be deep reflection, just a simple moment of awareness. It helps you understand your state of mind, so you can guide yourself rather than letting your emotions lead the day. Movement is also an important part of a disciplined morning. It does not have to be intense. A short walk, a few stretches, or any simple activity that wakes up your body with care. Movement lifts your energy, clears your mind, and prepares you for responsibilities. When you choose to move your body first thing in the morning, you send a message to yourself that your health matters. Treating your well-being as a priority strengthens discipline because you begin to value the choices that support your long-term growth. A good morning also includes attention to your environment. Many people live in cluttered spaces that create stress without realizing it. Taking a few minutes to straighten your space, prepare your essentials, or clean a small area gives you a sense of order. Discipline grows when your surroundings support your focus. An orderly environment helps your mind stay steady, and a steady mind leads to stronger actions. Another powerful morning habit is planning. Not creating an overwhelming list, but choosing a few important tasks that deserve your energy. When you begin your day by deciding what matters most, you build the habit of directing your attention instead of wasting it. You train your mind to focus on what you want to accomplish rather than what feels urgent or distracting. This gives you control over your time. It helps you stay grounded. It removes the sense of confusion that often leads to a lack of discipline. A person also strengthens discipline by paying attention to how they speak to themselves in the morning. Self-talk shapes motivation. If you start your day speaking to yourself in a defeated or negative way, discipline becomes harder. But when you start your morning with encouragement and honesty, you strengthen your inner foundation. You do not need grand statements. You only need words that support your growth. Something simple like reminding yourself that you are capable of handling today's responsibilities gives your mind stability. Discipline grows when mornings become predictable in a positive way. When your brain knows what to expect, it resists less. Over time, the actions you choose become habits, and habits make improvement easier. The person who builds a strong morning routine does not rely on motivation. They rely on structure. Structure carries them through days when inspiration is low. Structure helps them stay aligned with their goals, even when they feel tired or pressured. Improving your morning is not about achieving perfection. It is about creating progress. There will be days when the morning does not go smoothly. There will be mornings when you wake up late or feel overwhelmed. The goal is not to fear these moments, but to return to your routine as soon as possible. Returning quickly strengthens your discipline because it teaches you not to give up on yourself. It teaches you to stay committed even when things are not perfect. People who develop strong discipline through their mornings often feel a deeper sense of control over their life. They feel more balanced. They feel more productive. They feel more stable emotionally. When you begin your day with clear actions, you reduce the stress that comes from unpredictability. You give yourself space to breathe, think, and act with intention. Morning discipline affects the way you communicate, work, and handle challenges. It strengthens your ability to stay calm in stressful situations. It helps you make better choices without rushing. Improving your morning also teaches patience. It teaches you to slow down your thinking, observe your behavior, and adjust your habits gradually. Discipline is not built in one moment. It is built through repeated small actions. The morning is the best time to practice these small actions because it is the start of a new day. Every morning gives you another chance to lead yourself. Another chance to make choices that support your goals. Another chance to grow. Over time, you will begin to notice how your mornings influence your confidence. When you complete your morning routine, you feel capable. You feel organized. You feel proud. This improves your self-image. And when your self-image improves, discipline becomes easier. You stop fighting yourself. You start supporting yourself. You begin to create a version of yourself that you can rely on. A strong morning routine shapes your entire lifestyle. It strengthens your discipline, which affects your relationships, your career, your health, and your personal growth. When you choose to improve your mornings, you are not just adjusting a schedule. You are adjusting your direction. You are shaping the person you become. The morning is the first chance to lead yourself each day. When you use that chance well, success becomes easier to reach because you move through life with structure, strength, and clarity. Discipline is built in these small moments, and those small moments create a powerful life.
Chapter 3. Choose honest effort to guide your personal growth. A person who wants to grow must first decide to put in honest effort, not forced effort. Not effort done only when someone is watching. Honest effort. The kind that comes from a sincere desire to change. The kind that comes from taking responsibility for your progress instead of hoping things will turn around on their own. When you choose honest effort, you stop searching for shortcuts and start choosing actions that match the future you want to build. Real growth begins when you stop pretending that small excuses do not matter and start facing your choices with full awareness. Many people talk about growing, but they avoid the work that personal growth requires. They look for the easiest path, hoping to achieve something meaningful without committing themselves to the process. But growth never appears through avoidance. Growth appears through truth. The truth about what you are doing, the truth about what you are not doing, the truth about how you show up each day, Honest effort is not about being perfect. It is about being real with yourself and putting genuine energy into the areas you want to improve. To choose honest effort, you need to understand where you stand. You cannot change what you refuse to acknowledge. It takes courage to notice your patterns without judging yourself. It takes maturity to admit where you've been holding back. But when you do, you give yourself the chance to grow for real. Honest effort comes from the decision to stop hiding from your weaknesses and to start working on them, step by step. It begins when you say, "I am ready to put in the effort that matches my goals." Personal growth requires intention. It requires clear direction. It requires commitment. You cannot grow with half effort. You cannot grow while pretending you are giving your best. When you push yourself with sincerity, you begin to see slow but steady improvements. You notice changes in how you think, how you behave, and how you respond to challenges. Honest effort builds inner strength. It builds discipline. It builds a sense of pride that comes from knowing you are actually trying. A person choosing honest effort stops comparing themselves to others. They focus on their own pace. They understand that growth is personal, not competitive. You do not need to measure your progress against someone else's achievements. You only need to measure whether you are showing up better than yesterday. Growth happens when you take ownership of your journey and stop trying to impress people. It happens when you care more about being true to yourself than about meeting outside expectations. Honest effort requires patience. Many people quit too soon because they want fast results. They want change without the requirement of time. But personal growth does not respond to impatience. It responds to consistency. Honest effort teaches you to stay committed, even when progress is quiet, even when results are slow, even when the changes you want are taking their time. When you stay honest with your effort, you learn to appreciate the value of gradual improvement. You learn to trust the process instead of rushing the outcome. One major part of honest effort is showing up on hard days. It is easy to work on yourself when life feels smooth. But it is on the tiring days that your true self shows. Those are the moments where you build strength at last. Honest effort means doing what you said you would do, even when your motivation fades. It means treating your commitments with respect. This simple dedication creates a strong inner foundation that carries you through difficult time. Honest effort also means giving attention to areas you have ignored. Many people focus only on the parts of their life that feel comfortable. They work on what they already do well and avoid the rest. But growth requires balance. You must be willing to address the habits that slow you down, the behaviors that weaken your confidence, the reactions that cause unnecessary stress. When you face these areas with honesty, you give yourself freedom. You no longer live under the weight of avoidance. You begin to build a life that feels lighter because it is based on truth, not denial. When you choose honest effort, you learn more about your strength. You discover what drives you. You identify what inspires you. You develop a deeper understanding of how you function. Personal growth becomes meaningful when it is connected to self-awareness. You cannot grow from a place of confusion. You grow from clarity. Honest effort gives you that clarity because it forces you to face your habits and choices with open eyes. You also begin to develop emotional maturity. Honest effort teaches you to handle negative feelings instead of escaping them. It teaches you to stay calm when things get difficult. It teaches you to respond instead of react. When you invest yourself sincerely in personal growth, you start creating emotional distance from your old patterns. You stop letting frustration control you. You stop letting fear guide your behavior. You begin to act based on your values instead of your impulses. Choosing honest effort also improves your relationships. When you show up with sincerity, people trust you more. They feel safer around you because they can see your authenticity. Honest effort allows you to communicate clearly, listen better, and connect with others on a deeper level. You begin to build relationships that support your growth, because you are coming from a place of truth, not pretense. Honest effort teaches you to take small steps with intention. Personal growth does not require huge changes all at once. It requires steady steps taken with awareness. Each time you put in honest effort, you strengthen your identity. You begin to see yourself as someone who tries, someone who grows, someone who keeps moving forward. This identity becomes your anchor when life feels overwhelming. A person who chooses honest effort does not depend on motivation, they depend on commitment. They understand that growth comes from repeated actions, not occasional bursts of inspiration. This mindset frees you from waiting for the right moment. It helps you understand that the right moment is the moment you choose to act. Honest effort turns ordinary moments into transformational ones. As your effort becomes honest and consistent, you start noticing a shift. You begin to feel more confident because you can see your own progress. You feel more stable because you know you are not deceiving yourself. You feel more hopeful because you are no longer living in passiveness. Honest effort builds a strong inner foundation that supports your goals, your well-being, and your future. Your personal growth becomes something you earn, not something you hope for. And when you earn it with sincerity, it stays with you. It becomes part of your character. It becomes part of your identity. Honest effort turns you into someone who leads yourself with intention and strength. This is the path to real growth. Choosing effort that comes from honesty, taking responsibility for your development, and showing up with sincerity each day. Growth becomes possible when you choose to give what is real, not what is convenient. Honest effort guides your journey and shapes the person you become. Chapter 4. Build steady habits to support your inner stability. A person who wants inner stability must begin with steady habits that hold their life together during both calm days and difficult ones. Stability is not something that suddenly appears when life becomes easier. It is built through daily actions that strengthen your mind, your emotions, and your sense of control. When you build steady habits, you create a structure that protects your peace and keeps you grounded even when everything around you feels unpredictable. Many people want stability, yet they rely on motivation or mood to guide them. But stability comes from consistency, not emotion. It comes from simple actions repeated every day that remind you who you are and what you stand for. Steady habits form the base of a strong mindset. They help you stay connected to yourself instead of getting lost in distractions or stress. When your habits are steady, your days feel smoother. You feel calmer. You make better decisions because you are not reacting to random impulses. You move with clarity because your actions support your values. You stop living in chaos and begin living with purpose. This is why steady habits matter. They give you a foundation that no temporary circumstance can shake. To build steady habits, you must start with honesty. You need to identify the behaviors that currently weaken your stability. Maybe you stay up too late. Maybe you waste the first hour of the day. Maybe you ignore small responsibilities until they become overwhelming. Maybe you avoid tasks that support your mental or emotional health. These patterns may feel harmless in the moment, but over time they create stress and disorder. When you recognize these habits, you gain the power to change them. You do not need to judge yourself. You only need to acknowledge what is happening and choose new actions that support your growth. Steady habits do not need to be complicated. In fact, simple habits are often the most powerful because they are easier to repeat. Something as small as drinking water in the morning, planning your day, cleaning your space, or taking time to breathe can shape your emotional balance. These small actions send a clear message to your mind. You are in control. You are taking responsibility for your well-being. you are choosing stability. Over time, these simple actions build discipline, and discipline strengthens stability. One key habit is managing your environment. People underestimate how much their surroundings affect their inner state. A cluttered space creates mental tension. A chaotic room leads to scattered thinking. But a clean and organized environment gives you a sense of control. It helps you think clearly. It supports calmness. This does not mean your environment must be perfect. It simply means it should help you, not overwhelm you. Taking a few minutes each day to maintain order is a steady habit that creates inner stability. Another habit that supports stability is consistent physical movement. You do not need extreme workouts. You only need regular movement that keeps your body active and your mind alert. When you move your body, you release stress. You increase your energy. You sharpen your focus. Movement acts like an anchor that keeps your emotions balanced. It gives you strength, not just physically, but mentally as well. Steady movement builds resilience, and resilience creates stability. Eating with intention is also a part of inner stability. Many people ignore their basic needs until their body signals distress. This affects mood, focus, and patience. But when you care for your body through balanced meals, you support your emotional health. Food is fuel, and when you choose habits that nourish you, you build a foundation that helps you stay steady through the day. You communicate to yourself that your health is worth the effort. Another steady habit is setting boundaries. When you allow everything and everyone to pull at your attention, you lose your center. You feel overwhelmed, unfocused, and drained. But when you decide what deserves your time and energy, you gain stability. You learn to say no without guilt. You learn to protect your peace. Boundaries are not walls. They are guidelines that help you stay aligned with what matters. They keep your inner world steady, because they prevent unnecessary stress. A powerful, steady habit is taking time each day to check in with yourself. Life can easily pull you in many directions, but when you take a few minutes to sit quietly and ask yourself how you are doing, you reconnect with your inner state. You understand what needs attention. You notice your emotions before they overwhelm you. You regain control. This habit does not have to be long. A simple moment of awareness can keep you grounded and aware of your personal needs. Another habit that builds inner stability is completing small tasks right away. Many people create unnecessary stress. By avoiding simple responsibilities, these unfinished tasks accumulate and create pressure. But when you handle small tasks promptly, you prevent mental clutter. You feel more capable. You feel more in control. You build a rhythm of responsibility, and this rhythm strengthens your confidence. Consistency is the heart of steady habit. A habit does not strengthen you if you practice it only once in a while. Stability grows when your actions are repeated often enough to become automatic. When you commit to your habits, even on days when motivation is low, you prove to yourself that discipline is stronger than impulse. You show yourself that your growth is a priority, not an option. This builds trust in yourself, and self-trust is one of the strongest forms of stability. Building steady habits also helps you handle stress more effectively. When your daily routine supports your well-being, stress does not break you. You recognize challenges as temporary. You stay centered because your habits keep your emotions balanced. You learn to approach problems calmly instead of reacting out of fear or frustration. This inner balance helps you stay strong during difficult times. As you develop steady habits, you begin to notice how your overall life changes. You feel more organized. You feel more grounded. You feel more at peace. You no longer rely on unpredictable bursts of motivation, because your habits carry you through each day. Your actions start to reflect your goals. Your behavior aligns with your values. Your life becomes intentional instead of chaotic. Stability becomes your natural state. Steady habits also shape your identity. You start to see yourself as someone who follows through, someone who takes responsibility, someone who invests in their growth. This identity builds confidence, and confidence leads to consistent progress. When you view yourself as someone who can maintain habits, you take on challenges with greater courage. You trust your ability to handle life. You stand stronger during setbacks because you know you have the habits to support you. Inner stability does not mean life becomes easy. It means you become steady enough to handle anything with clarity. When your habits are strong, you are not easily shaken. You stay centered even when things around you shift. You remain patient. You remain calm. You remain grounded. You respond with intention instead of reacting out of panic. Building steady habits is an act of self-respect. It shows that you care about your growth. It shows that you value your well-being. It shows that you are committed to becoming the person you want to be. These habits shape your future. They shape your character. They shape your inner world. And when you strengthen your inner world, success becomes easier to reach because you are operating from stability, not chaos. Steady habits are not glamorous. They are not dramatic. They are simple actions repeated each day. But these simple actions create a powerful life. They support your stability, strengthen your discipline, and help you grow into someone capable of leading yourself with confidence and purpose.
Chapter 5. Face daily discomfort to expand your mental strength. A person grows stronger when they stop running from discomfort and start meeting it with intention. Discomfort is not punishment. It is a natural part of growth. Every day offers moments that challenge your patience, your discipline, your confidence, or your willingness to follow through. When you avoid those moments, you stay the same. But when you face them, you gain mental strength that carries you through bigger challenges later. Many people wait for life to become easier before they commit to growth. But ease does not create strength. Strength is built in the uncomfortable moments you choose to face instead of escape. Daily discomfort shows up in simple forms. Waking up earlier than you prefer. Starting a task you keep postponing. Speaking the truth even when your voice feels unsteady. Holding your boundaries when someone pushes against them. Doing that extra bit of work that requires more effort than you want to give. These moments might seem small, but each one shapes your inner character. Discomfort exposes your limitations, but it also gives you the chance to rise above them. Every time you choose to face discomfort, you prove to yourself that you are capable of more than you believe. Mental strength is not built through comfort. It is built through choosing what supports your growth, rather than what soothes your fears. When you face discomfort daily, you learn how to stay calm when something feels unfamiliar. You learn how to remain focused when a task feels tiring. You learn how to stay grounded when a situation makes you anxious. You develop the ability to keep moving forward even when your emotions resist. This is the kind of strength that makes a person dependable, steady, and confident. People often misunderstand discomfort. They think it means something is wrong. But in reality, discomfort signals that you are entering a new level of growth. When you try something new, you feel uncomfortable. When you break unhealthy habits, you feel uncomfortable. When you practice discipline, you feel uncomfortable. When you challenge your excuses, you feel uncomfortable. This discomfort is not a sign to turn back. It is a sign that you are pushing beyond the limits that kept you stuck. Mental strength grows when you stop reacting automatically and start responding intentionally. Discomfort tries to make you react out of fear or impatience. But when you pause, breathe, and stay present, you train your mind to handle pressure. You build resilience. You learn how to respond without losing your clarity. Over time, discomfort no longer controls you. You begin to move through it with a sense of stability. You trust yourself more because you know you can handle difficult moments. Facing daily discomfort also reveals your hidden strength. Many people do not realize how capable they are because they never challenge themselves. They stay in routines that feel safe but keep them stagnant. When you choose discomfort, you discover abilities that were buried under years of avoidance. You learn that you can adapt faster than you thought. You learn that you can handle stress better than you believe. You learn that you can take meaningful steps even when the path is uncertain. A powerful part of facing discomfort is learning not to run from your emotions. Many people distract themselves when they feel nervous, stressed, or overwhelmed. They try to hide from these feelings, hoping they disappear. But emotions only become stronger when avoided. When you face them, you understand them. You become familiar with them. You learn how to guide yourself through them, instead of being controlled by them. This builds emotional maturity and gives you mental freedom. Discomfort also teaches patience. Most people want fast results. They want improvement without inconvenience. But growth takes time. When you face discomfort, you learn to stay committed even when progress is slow. You learn to trust the process instead of demanding immediate rewards. This kind of patience strengthens your mindset because it helps you stay focused on your long-term goals rather than getting discouraged by short-term challenges. Another important benefit of facing discomfort is the confidence it builds. Confidence does not come from easy days. It comes from moments when you do something difficult and realize you handled it. It comes from proving to yourself that you are capable of overcoming resistance. Each time you step into discomfort, your belief in yourself grows. You stop doubting your abilities. You start seeing yourself as someone who follows through. This confidence carries into every part of your life. Daily discomfort helps you break patterns that weaken you. Maybe you avoid conflict. Maybe you procrastinate. Maybe you give up quickly. Maybe you fear trying new things. These patterns limit your potential. But when you face discomfort, you interrupt these patterns. You replace them with stronger habits. You choose courage over fear, action over delay, and growth over comfort. This creates a new version of yourself, one that can handle life with strength rather than avoidance. To build mental strength through discomfort, you need to choose challenges intentionally. You do not need extreme or dramatic situations. You only need consistent moments that push you slightly past what feels comfortable. This could be finishing a task without distraction. It could be having an honest conversation you have avoided. It could be showing discipline with your habit. It could be taking responsibility for a mistake instead of making excuses. These small decisions strengthen your mind over time. Another key part of facing discomfort is accepting that effort is required. Many people struggle because they hope discomfort will vanish on its own. But growth requires participation. You must step forward even when the feeling is unpleasant. When you do this regularly, the discomfort becomes familiar. It no longer shocks you. You learn how to handle it with calmness and steady breathing. Your mind becomes flexible and strong because you are no longer threatened by challenge. Facing discomfort also improves your ability to stay present. When something feels difficult, the mind often tries to escape into worry or distraction. But when you remain focused on the moment, you gain control. You realize that discomfort is temporary. You learn that you can handle more than you expected. You learn that the moment becomes easier when you stay in it instead of running from. Mental strength grows when you choose growth over comfort and truth over avoidance. It grows when you stop waiting for life to become easier. It grows when you take responsibility for your reactions. Every day offers opportunities to strengthen your mind. When you choose to face discomfort, you build resilience that lasts beyond any single challenge. You create a stable inner foundation that helps you remain calm and capable in the face of anything life brings. A strong mind is not created through perfect condition. It is created through daily courage. through daily choices, through daily moments where you decide not to let discomfort stop you. This is how a person grows into someone who leads themselves with clarity, confidence, and strength.
Chapter 6. Correct your patterns to upgrade your everyday behavior. Every person carries patterns that shape how they think, act, and respond. These patterns develop over years of repeated behavior. Some support growth, while others quietly hold a person back. When you begin correcting your patterns, you take control of the direction your life is moving in. You stop repeating behaviors that no longer serve you and start building habits that match the person you want to become. Upgrading everyday behavior begins with recognizing that your patterns create your results. If you want different results, you must be willing to examine and adjust those patterns with honesty and patience. Many people want change, but they continue living from the same routines, reactions, and choices they are used to. They wonder why life feels stuck, yet they never pause long enough to understand the patterns running the show. Correcting your patterns starts with awareness. You must be willing to study yourself. Notice how you handle stress. Notice how you respond when things do not go your way. Notice what you do when you feel overwhelmed. Notice the habits that take up your time. Notice the thoughts that repeat in your mind. These observations help you see what needs upgrading. Personal growth becomes easier when you stop treating your behavior as accidental and start seeing it as something you can shape. Patterns exist because they feel familiar. Even unhelpful patterns feel comfortable simply because you are used to them. Changing them requires intention. You need to interrupt automatic reactions and replace them with choices that align with your values. This process can feel slow, but it is powerful. Each corrected pattern strengthens your self-control and builds trust in your ability to grow. One of the first steps in correcting your patterns is understanding where they come from. Most patterns began as responses to something: stress, fear, insecurity, routine, or environment. For example, if you often avoid difficult tasks, that pattern might come from a fear of failure. If you react quickly when frustrated, that pattern might come from years of not regulating emotions. When you understand the roots of your behavior, you gain insight into why you act the way you do. This awareness makes it easier to change the pattern instead of fighting it blindly. Correcting your patterns requires consistent honesty. You cannot upgrade your behavior while denying the habits that slow you down. You must be willing to look at your actions without excuses. This is not about blaming yourself. It is about taking responsibility. When you admit where your patterns need improvement, you begin the process of transforming your everyday life. You start showing respect for your future self by adjusting the behaviors that keep you stuck. One effective way to correct patterns is to replace them with healthier alternatives. Removing a habit without replacing it leaves space for old behavior to return. Instead, choose a better action that serves the same purpose. If you often procrastinate, replace avoidance with a 5-minute start. If you often react emotionally, replace quick reactions with a pause and a breath. If you often compare yourself to others, replace comparison with reflection on your own goals. Small replacements create lasting change because they teach your mind a new way of responding. Correcting your patterns also requires repetition. A pattern becomes automatic through practice, and a new pattern becomes strong in the same way. You will need to repeat the new behavior often enough for it to feel natural. This is where patience becomes important. Some days will feel easier, some days will feel frustrating. But each time you choose the upgraded behavior, you weaken the old pattern. Over time, the new pattern becomes your normal way of acting. Another important part of upgrading everyday behavior is holding yourself accountable. Accountability strengthens growth
because it reminds you of the commitment you made. You can track your progress, write down your improvements, or reflect on your changes at the end of the day. When you keep yourself accountable, you stay aware of your patterns instead of slipping back into autopilot. This awareness helps you stay consistent even when life becomes busy or stressful. Correcting patterns also means being willing to let go of the identity attached to your old behavior. Some people hold on to their patterns because they believe it is simply who they are. They say things like, "I've always been this way," but that belief closes the door to growth. You are not your patterns. You are the one who can shape them. When you let go of the idea that your behavior cannot change, you create space for new possibilities. You allow yourself to evolve. Upgrading everyday behavior requires emotional strength. You will need to face discomfort, admit mistakes, and stay committed, even when you want to go back to what feels easy. But every moment of effort strengthens your inner stability. When you correct your patterns, you begin to see how much control you actually have over your life. You stop feeling powerless. You stop feeling lost. You begin to feel capable and grounded because your behavior now reflects your intentions instead of your impulses. Correcting your patterns also improves your relationship. When you upgrade the way you communicate, listen, and respond, the quality of your connections improves. You become more patient. You become more understanding. You express yourself more clearly. You handle disagreements with maturity instead of reacting out of old habits. These changes create healthier interactions and reduce unnecessary tension. One of the most important benefits of correcting your patterns is the improvement in your self-image. You begin to see yourself as someone who grows, someone who changes, someone who takes responsibility. This identity shift boosts confidence and encourages further growth. When you know you are capable of upgrading your behavior, you begin to approach your goals with more strength and determination. Correcting your patterns also helps you make better decisions. When your behavior becomes intentional, your choices become clearer. You stop letting automatic reactions control your direction. You start making decisions that support your well-being and long-term goals. This creates a sense of calm and purpose in your daily life. You no longer feel like you are stuck in cycles you do not understand. You take ownership of your path. This entire process builds mental clarity. When your patterns stop working against you, your mind becomes lighter. You think more clearly. You manage your time better. You respond to challenges with more confidence. You begin to feel steady inside, because your actions align with your goals. This alignment creates peace. It creates direction. It creates momentum. Correcting your patterns does not require perfection. You do not need to change everything at once. You only need to begin with one behavior, one pattern, one repeated choice. Over time, these small changes lead to a complete upgrade in the way you live. Your behavior becomes stronger, your reactions become more controlled, and your mindset becomes more resilient. A person who commits to correcting their patterns becomes a person capable of leading themselves with intention. They no longer feel trapped by routines that hold them back. They build a life shaped by choice rather than habit. This is how everyday behavior becomes powerful. This is how personal growth becomes sustainable. This is how you transform your life, one upgraded pattern at a time.
Chapter 7. Protect your attention to control your life pace. Your attention is the engine that drives the pace of your life. If it is scattered, everything feels rushed, stressful, and out of control. If it is focused, your days move with clarity and purpose. When you protect your attention, you take control of how you experience each moment, instead of letting distractions dictate your direction. Many people underestimate how much their attention influences their decisions, emotions, productivity, and self-respect. But the truth is that your attention shapes the rhythm of your entire life. The more intentional you become with where you place it, the more power you gain over how you live each day. Most people don't lose control of their life all at once. They lose it in small pieces. A few minutes of distraction here, a bit of mindless scrolling there, a habit of reacting to everything the moment it appears. These small leaks may seem harmless, but over time they drain focus, patience, and energy. Life begins to feel chaotic, not because there is too much to do, but because too much attention is being given to things that do not matter. When your attention is not protected, life takes on a pace that overwhelms you. You end up moving faster than your mind can process, and eventually, you feel disconnected from your goals and from yourself. Protecting your attention begins with clarity. You need to know what deserves your focus and what does not. Without clarity, distractions will always win. When you decide what matters each day, you create a filter that helps you move with intention. You stop chasing every notification, every thought, and every impulse. You start choosing what earns your time. This simple shift slows your life to a pace you can manage. It gives you room to breathe. It helps you feel grounded instead of pulled in every direction. A major part of protecting your attention is learning how to say no. Many people overload their mind because they struggle to set limits. They agree to commitments they do not truly want. They give time to conversations that drain them. They let other people's urgency override their own priorities. But when you protect your attention, you begin setting boundaries around what enters your mind. You learn that saying no is not rejection, it is preservation. It is how you maintain your energy for what truly matters. Another key step in protecting your attention is reducing unnecessary noise. The world is full of distractions designed to pull your mind away from your goals. You must be deliberate about what you allow into your thoughts. This might mean turning off notifications, limiting time on digital platforms, or creating quiet moments where you disconnect from everything. These moments of silence are not empty. They give your mind space to reset and reflect. When your attention rests, your thoughts become clearer and your decisions become stronger. Your attention also needs direction. Without direction, it drifts. When your mind drifts, your pace becomes inconsistent. Sometimes you move too fast, driven by stress. Other times you slow down too much, held back by hesitation. But when you give your attention a clear focus, your pace becomes steady and manageable. You move forward with intention instead of reacting to constant stimulation. This controlled pace helps you stay productive without burning out. It helps you stay calm even when life becomes demanding. Another important part of protecting your attention is being mindful of who and what influences you. Some people lift your energy, while others drain it. Some conversations sharpen your mind, while others clutter it. Some environments help you stay focused, while others create distraction. When you protect your attention, you become selective about the influences you allow into your life. You choose surroundings that support your goals. You choose relationships that respect your time. You choose activities that strengthen your growth. These choices shape the pace of your days, creating a life that feels more controlled and less chaotic. Protecting your attention also requires awareness of your trigger. Everyone has certain situations or emotions that pull their mind away from what matters. It may be boredom, stress, impatience, or self-doubt. When you know your triggers, you gain the power to handle them before they disrupt your focus. You can interrupt the patterns that distract you and replace them with actions that keep you centered. This awareness is vital for controlling your pace because it prevents disruptions from taking over your day. Another powerful way to protect your attention
is practicing single-task focus. Many people believe multitasking makes them efficient, but it often weakens attention and increases stress. When you fully focus on one task at a time, you move with more clarity. You finish tasks faster. You feel less mentally scattered. Single-task focus slows your pace enough for you to stay in control, yet keeps you moving steadily toward your goals. It strengthens your ability to stay engaged without being pulled away by constant impulses. Your attention also improves when you create intentional transitions between activity. Most people jump from one thing to another without resetting their mind. This leads to mental clutter and rushed behavior. When you pause before shifting tasks, even for a few seconds, you help your mind disconnect from the previous activity and prepare for the next. These small transitions create a smoother pace throughout the day. They make your actions more deliberate and reduce the feeling of chaos. Protecting your attention also involves taking care of your physical and emotional needs. When you are exhausted or overwhelmed, your attention becomes weak. Your mind jumps from thought to thought. You lose patience. You lose clarity. But when you rest properly, eat well, and check in with your emotional state, your attention becomes stronger. A strong mind can focus. A tired mind cannot. Protecting your attention means protecting your well-being. Another important aspect of controlling your life pace is recognizing that not everything deserves an immediate reaction. Many people respond instantly to every message, every problem, every request. This constant reaction speeds up life and creates unnecessary pressure. When you protect your attention, you begin choosing when to respond. You give yourself permission to handle things at a pace that supports your mental health. This is how you stay steady. This is how you remain in control. When you protect your attention, you also protect your peace. You no longer allow every stimulus to influence your mood. You stop letting small frustrations ruin your day. You begin to create mental space that helps you stay calm. This calmness becomes your anchor, allowing you to move through life with stability. A calm mind naturally moves at a healthy pace. Over time, protecting your attention transforms your entire lifestyle. You become more productive, more present, and more in tune with yourself. You begin finishing tasks with greater confidence. You communicate more clearly. You make better decisions because your mind has room to think. You stop feeling overwhelmed because you are no longer pulled in a dozen directions at once. Your pace becomes intentional instead of chaotic. The person who protects their attention gains something very rare in today's world: control over their inner state. They decide what enters their mind. They decide how fast they move. They decide what deserves their energy. This control creates freedom. It empowers you to lead your life instead of being led by distractions. When you choose to protect your attention, you choose to respect yourself. You choose to honor your time. You choose to build a life that moves at a pace you can manage. And when your pace is controlled, your growth becomes consistent, your discipline becomes stronger, and your future becomes clearer. This is how you regain power over your life, by guarding the attention that shapes every moment of it.
Chapter 8. Challenge your limits to grow your self-respect. A person strengthens their self-respect every time they challenge a limit they once believed they could not cross. Limits often appear as invisible walls built from old habits, fears, and beliefs formed through past experiences. Many people stop at these walls without ever questioning them. They assume that the limit is permanent, that they must stay within the boundaries created by their comfort. But when you challenge a limit, you discover something powerful about yourself. You realize you are capable of more than you thought. You begin to see that many limits were never real barriers,
only mental boundaries waiting to be expanded. This realization builds a deep sense of self-respect because you gain proof from your own actions that you are stronger than your doubts. Self-respect does not grow from easy days. It grows from the moments when you push beyond what feels familiar. Each time you take a step past your comfort zone, you send a message to yourself that you are worth the effort. You show yourself that you value your growth enough to endure temporary discomfort. This creates a relationship of trust within yourself. You begin to rely on your own courage. You stop seeing yourself as someone who avoids challenges and start seeing yourself as someone who rises to them. This shift changes the way you walk, speak, think, and make decisions. You feel more grounded because you have earned your respect through action. Challenging your limits does not require extreme situations. It begins with small moments in everyday life where you choose effort over ease. It might mean speaking up when you normally stay silent. It might mean finishing a task you usually postpone. It might mean trying something new even when you feel unsure. These choices seem small, but they reshape your identity. They help you break free from patterns that kept you stuck. Each time you challenge a limit, your mind learns to stretch, adapt, and strengthen. Many people avoid challenging their limits because they fear failure. But challenging your limits is not about perfect outcomes. It is about proving to yourself that you are willing to try. When you make the attempt, even if you stumble, you grow, you learn. You gain experience. Failure does not damage self-respect. Avoiding effort does. When you keep choosing growth, even when the path feels uncomfortable, you build inner confidence that no external approval can give you. Challenging your limits also teaches discipline. It requires you to push through resistance, stay consistent, and follow through on your intentions. Discipline is one of the strongest sources of self-respect, because it shows that you honor your commitments. When you do what you said you would do, you begin to trust your own worth. This trust becomes the foundation of your self-image. You start seeing yourself as someone reliable, someone capable, someone strong. This identity shift influences every part of your life. You move with more certainty because you know you can count on yourself. Your limits often create the illusion of protection. They make you believe that staying where you are is safer. But staying inside those limits slowly weakens your confidence. When you avoid challenges, you teach yourself that you cannot handle them. You reinforce fear instead of strength. But when you challenge a limit, you grow resilience. You prove to yourself that you can face uncertainty and still find your way. This resilience builds long-lasting self-respect because it comes from earned experience, not wishful thinking. Challenging your limits also improves emotional stability. When you face situations that make you uncomfortable, you learn to regulate your emotions. You learn how to stay calm under pressure. You learn how to think clearly even when you feel nervous. This emotional control becomes part of your strength. It allows you to move through difficult moments without feeling overwhelmed. Over time, you carry yourself differently because you know you can manage stress effectively. This emotional maturity becomes a powerful part of your self-respect. Another valuable benefit of pushing your limits is the sense of ownership it gives you. You begin to take responsibility for your growth instead of waiting for change to arrive on its own. You stop blaming circumstances for your lack of progress. You stop expecting others to motivate you. You stop allowing excuses to dictate your pace. When you challenge yourself intentionally, you reclaim control over the direction of your life. This ownership increases your self-respect because you realize that your life improves when you improve yourself. Challenging your limits requires awareness of your patterns. You must pay attention to the areas where you hold back. You must observe the moments where you hesitate, resist, or avoid action. These moments reveal the limits you need to push. When you notice these patterns, you can interrupt them. You can choose to act differently. You can take a step that feels unfamiliar, but necessary. Over time, this practice becomes a habit, and your ability to challenge yourself grows naturally. Your environment also plays a role in expanding your limits. Being around people who challenge themselves encourages you to do the same. Surroundings that demand effort strengthen your mindset, while surroundings that support complacency keep you still. When you choose environments that push you to grow, you begin to see new possibilities for yourself. You begin to believe in greater potential because you witness growth around you. This encourages you to take more risks, try new approaches, and push through discomfort with confidence. Challenging your limits also requires patience. Growth comes from repetition, not sudden transformation. You must be willing to push yourself slowly, consistently, and deliberately. Some days you will move forward quickly, other days you will move slowly. But every step counts. Each step strengthens your belief in your ability to grow. This belief increases your self-respect, because you see progress happening through your own effort. Another important part of challenging your limits is recognizing when fear disguises itself as logic. Many people talk themselves out of growth by convincing themselves they are not ready or not capable. But readiness is built through action. Capability grows through effort. When you push past the excuses that fear creates, you break through mental barriers that held you back for years. This breakthrough becomes a defining moment in your journey. It changes how you see yourself and what you expect from your future. As you continue challenging your limits, you begin to live with a stronger sense of purpose. You no longer move through life aimlessly. You create goals that require strength and dedication. You set standards that reflect the respect you have for yourself. You push yourself not to impress others, but to honor your own potential. This makes your growth meaningful. It makes your progress personal. You rise because you choose to rise. Over time, the person who challenges their limits becomes someone who trusts their ability to handle life. They become someone who stands firm in their decisions. They become someone who moves with confidence. They become someone who respects their own strength because they earned it with action, effort, and courage. This kind of self-respect cannot be bought, borrowed, or gifted. It is built through personal challenges that shape you into a stronger version of yourself. Challenging your limits is an act of self-leadership. It is how you expand your mind, strengthen your confidence, and prove your potential to yourself. When you rise above the boundaries you once accepted, you create a life that reflects your true capacity. You grow because you choose to grow. You respect yourself because you earned that respect one challenge at a time.
Chapter 9. Lead your emotions to stay grounded each day. Your emotions influence the quality of your days more than most people realize. The way you feel shapes the way you think, react, work, and connect with others. When emotions are left unmanaged, they take control of your decisions and push you into patterns you did not choose. But when you learn to tone your emotions, you create stability that keeps you centered even when life moves unpredictably. Leading your emotions is not about suppressing them or pretending you don't feel anything. It is about guiding them with awareness so they do not overpower your choices or disrupt your peace. A grounded person is not someone who feels calm all the time. A grounded person is someone who remains steady even when their emotions shift. Every day brings emotional triggers. Some are small, like a minor inconvenience or an unexpected disruption to your routine. Others are heavier, like pressure from responsibilities, tension in relationships, or uncertainty about the future. When emotions rise quickly, it is easy to react without thinking. You might say something you regret, make a choice based on frustration, or shut down because the feeling feels too strong. But when you lead your emotions, you create space between the feeling and your response. You give yourself the chance to choose behavior that reflects your values rather than your impulses. This simple pause strengthens your control over your inner world. Leading your emotions begins with awareness. You cannot guide what you refuse to acknowledge. Many people ignore their feelings until they become overwhelming. They push them aside, hoping they will disappear. But avoided emotions do not fade. They build pressure. When you take a moment to notice how you feel, you gain clarity before the emotion grows stronger. You may feel tense, anxious, irritated, tired, or excited. Naming what you feel helps you understand your state of mind and gives you the power to lead it.
Awareness also helps you identify the thoughts connected to the emotion. Many emotional reactions come from stories you tell yourself. If you assume the worst, your emotions reflect that belief. If you assume you cannot handle something, your emotions follow that narrative. Leading your emotions means questioning the thoughts that feed them. It means asking yourself whether the reaction is based on truth or fear. When you separate facts from assumptions, your emotions become easier to manage. Another important part of leading your emotions is taking responsibility for how you respond. You cannot control every situation, but you can control how you move through it. When you take responsibility, you stop blaming people or circumstances for your emotional state. You stop giving away your power. You begin to understand that your reaction belongs to you and that you have the ability to guide. This mindset is empowering because it allows you to stay grounded even when the world feels chaotic. Breathing is one of the simplest and most effective ways to lead your emotions. When emotions rise, your mind often speeds up. Your body becomes tense. Your thoughts become scattered. A slow, intentional breath interrupts this cycle. It calms your nervous system and gives your mind a moment to settle. This moment of pause allows you to think clearly. It helps you choose a response instead of reacting from instinct. Breathing is a small act, but it has a powerful effect on grounding your emotions. Leading your emotions also involves giving yourself permission to feel without judgment. Many people criticize themselves for having strong emotions. They tell themselves they should be tougher or calmer. But judgment only intensifies emotional pressure. When you allow yourself to experience the feeling without labeling it as weakness, you create emotional space. This space allows the emotion to pass more easily. You do not fight it. You simply observe it and guide it with patience. Daily grounding habits also support emotional leadership. These habits stabilize your mind and help you carry a steady presence throughout the day. It may be a short walk, quiet reflection, journaling, or a few minutes of stillness. These practices do not remove emotions, but they reduce emotional tension. They give you the mental clarity needed to lead your feelings instead of being pulled by them. The more consistently you practice grounding habits, the stronger your emotional control becomes. Another key factor in leading your emotions is learning how to separate your feelings from your identity. Many people say, "I am angry," or "I am anxious," but these statements attach the emotion to who you are. Instead, you can say, "I feel angry," or "I feel anxious." This small shift reminds you that emotions are temporary experiences, not permanent definitions. When you understand that emotions come and go, you stop letting them define your behavior or your self-worth. You learn to lead them as passing states rather than treating them as fixed truth. Your environment also affects your emotional stability. Surrounded by noise, negativity, or constant demands, your emotions become harder to manage. Leading your emotions requires creating an environment that supports calmness. This may mean limiting interactions with people who constantly drain your energy. It may mean reducing exposure to unnecessary drama. It may mean choosing quiet moments over chaotic ones. When your environment supports your peace, your emotional leadership becomes easier. Another important part of staying grounded is learning how to release emotional tension. Holding everything inside leads to emotional eruptions. You need healthy outlets, talking to someone you trust, moving your body, writing your thoughts, or spending time doing something that relaxes you. These outlets allow you to process your emotions rather than store. When emotions are released in a healthy way, they lose their intensity and become easier to guide. Leading your emotions also teaches you to respond to life with maturity instead of impulse. You learn how to speak calmly, even when you feel upset. You learn how to make decisions without letting fear push you. You learn how to stay patient even when frustration rises. This level of emotional control strengthens your relationships, improves your decision-making, and helps you stay consistent with your value. People who lead their emotions earn respect because they show stability in situations that normally trigger reactive behavior. Over time, emotional leadership strengthens your self-respect. When you guide your emotions, rather than letting them guide you, you start to trust yourself more. You see the difference between who you were and who you are becoming. You feel proud of your growth because you know how much effort it takes to stay grounded in a world full of distractions and pressure. This pride is not arrogant. It is the quiet confidence that comes from self-awareness and discipline. Leading your emotions does not mean you never feel overwhelmed. It means you know how to bring yourself back to balance. It means you understand the steps you need to take to remain steady. It means you handle life with more clarity, because you no longer let emotions sabotage your progress. When you lead your emotions each day, you build a life shaped by intention. You create days that feel manageable, purposeful, and meaningful. You remain grounded, because you have learned to guide yourself from the inside out.
Chapter 10. Train your choices to create long-lasting progress. Progress that lasts is not created by luck or sudden moments of inspiration. It is created by the choices you make day after day. Your choices build the path you walk on, and the quality of those choices determines how far you go. When you train your choices, you take control of your growth instead of leaving it to chance. You stop hoping life will turn out well on its own and start shaping your direction with deliberate decisions. Long-lasting progress grows from choices that reflect responsibility, intention, and discipline. Every choice carries weight, and when you begin treating your choices with care, your life begins to transform in steady and meaningful ways. Many people want progress, but they underestimate how powerful their everyday choices are. They assume big leaps create progress, but it is really the consistent small choices that build long-term change. Choosing to use your time wisely, choosing to complete important tasks before distractions, choosing to take care of your health, choosing to stay patient when things move slowly, choosing honesty when excuses feel easier. These are choices that train your mind to move toward growth. When repeated, they form the structure that long-lasting progress needs to grow. Training your choices begins with awareness. You must pay attention to the decisions you make automatically. Notice when you avoid hard tasks. Notice when you choose comfort over responsibility. Notice when you react instead of thinking. These moments reveal your patterns. When you notice them, you gain the power to change them. Awareness gives you the clarity needed to choose differently. Without awareness, you repeat old behaviors even when they work against you. Once you become aware of your choices, you need to set standards for yourself. Standards shape how you choose. Without standards, your decisions shift based on moods and circumstances. Standards give you a foundation. They remind you who you want to be and how you want to live. A person who sets standards for their behavior does not rely on motivation, they rely on commitment. They make choices based on who they are becoming, not how they feel in the moment. This consistency is what produces long-lasting progress. Another important part of training your choices is understanding the difference between easy choices and meaningful choices. Easy choices bring temporary comfort, but create long-term frustration. Meaningful choices often require effort, but they build long-term peace and progress. When you choose the meaningful action, even when it is uncomfortable, you strengthen your self-control. You teach yourself to prioritize growth over convenience. This habit builds character and prepares you for bigger responsibilities. To train your choices effectively, you must learn to think ahead. Many poor choices come from acting without considering consequences. But when you pause and think about how a choice will affect your future, you begin making decisions from wisdom rather than impulse. Asking yourself simple questions can change everything. Will this action move me forward or backward? Will I be proud of this choice later? Is this aligned with my goals? These questions guide your decisions and improve the quality of your progress. Thoughtful choices protect your long-term direction.
Another key part of training your choices is learning to adjust quickly. Progress is not perfect. You will make mistakes. You will choose the easier path sometimes. You will fall into old habits. But the goal is not perfection. It is quick correction. When you recognize a poor choice and change your direction immediately, you prevent small mistakes from becoming destructive patterns. Quick correction keeps you aligned with your goals. It prevents setbacks from turning into long periods of lost progress. This ability to adjust strengthens your discipline and keeps your progress steady. Training your choices also requires emotional maturity. Many choices are made out of frustration, fear, boredom, or impatience. When emotions control your decisions, your progress becomes inconsistent. But when you learn to pause, breathe, and separate emotion from choice, you take back your power. You make decisions from clarity instead of emotional pressure. This emotional leadership helps you stay grounded, even in stressful situations. Over time, you learn to respond with intention rather than react based on feelings. Your habits also rely heavily on the choices you train. Every habit begins with a decision repeated enough times to become automatic. If you train yourself to choose discipline, discipline becomes natural. If you train yourself to choose distraction, distraction becomes your routine. When you understand this, you begin to take your small daily decisions seriously. You realize that every choice is a vote for the person you are becoming. With each choice, you build momentum, either toward growth or stagnation. Another powerful aspect of training your choices is protecting your time. Time is one of your most valuable resources, and your choices determine how it is used. When you give your time to unimportant tasks or unnecessary distractions, you weaken your progress. But when you choose to guard your time, you strengthen your ability to focus on what matters. You begin to structure your day with intention. You make room for your goals instead of squeezing them into leftover moments. This intentional use of time builds progress that lasts. Training your choices also includes choosing the people who influence your mindset. The wrong environment can break your discipline. The right environment can strengthen your choices. Surrounding yourself with people who prioritize growth encourages you to make stronger decisions. You absorb their habits, energy, and standards. When you choose relationships that support your progress, you accelerate your own growth. This is another example of how powerful your choices are. People shape your behavior more than you realize, and choosing wisely creates long-term benefits. As you continue training your choices, you begin to notice changes in your identity. You start seeing yourself as someone who follows through, someone who takes responsibility, someone who does not let excuses lead the way. This identity shift strengthens your self-respect. You trust yourself more because your choices consistently match your values. This trust becomes a form of inner power. It makes you more confident in your decisions and more determined in your goals. Long-lasting progress also requires choosing patience. Many people quit because results take longer than expected. But patience is a choice. When you choose to stay steady even when progress is slow, you build endurance. You develop a long-term mindset that makes lasting growth possible. Patience helps you stay committed instead of giving up at the first sign of difficulty. This stability makes your progress stronger and more meaningful. Training your choices means taking small, consistent actions that shape your character. It means choosing truth over convenience. It means choosing effort over excuses. It means choosing growth over comfort. These choices create a foundation for a life that continues improving year after year. Long-lasting progress is not created through dramatic breakthroughs. It is created through disciplined choices made one day at a time. When you train your choices intentionally, you begin to see the connection between your daily behavior
and your long-term success. You realize that progress is something you build, not something you hope for. You learn that steady improvement comes from consistent decision-making. Each choice becomes a step forward. Each step forward becomes momentum. And momentum creates a life that reflects strength, clarity, and purpose. The person who trains their choices becomes someone who leads themselves with confidence. They grow not because life becomes easier, but because their choices become stronger. They create progress that lasts because they built it with intention, discipline, and responsibility. And this kind of progress stays with you. It becomes part of who you are.